You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Conceded against Motherwell at the weekend, a 15-minute goal settled it. But, you know, they conceded against Hamilton, obviously conceding that 2-2 draw against Fenerbahce in the Europa League. When they're 2 up after 30 minutes and they go and draw 2-2, and, you know, that's 2-2-2 draws in a row now, isn't it, against Ajax, of course, away from home. So they'll be disappointed with that. They won't be too disappointed with getting another draw here, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, you know, Mulder, you know, they had those great seasons, didn't they, when Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was taking them to the title. They're currently sitting in seventh in the Eliteserien in Norway. I think they've got about 3 weeks left of their season, I think I'm right in saying. They have 3 weeks left of their season, so, you know, there's not much they can do here. The leaders are Rosenborg on 62, so they're home and host pretty much. And, you know, they're 9 points away from Strom Gutset in the Europa League places, so they're not going to qualify for that again. The one thing that's interesting about Molde in their division is the goals column in their division. Rosenborg, as I said, top of the goals list and top of the table, plus 44 goal difference. The next team to them, Molde, plus 24 goal difference. So they do score a lot of goals still. And you look at the four column in the domestic division. The top of that, they're better than Rosenborg at home scoring goals. 33 goals they've scored and only conceded 14. So I don't think Celtic should imagine going here and and thinking they're going to get an easy ride by any stretch of the imagination. So I wouldn't be surprised to see another high scorer here. We've had four goals in each of those two games so far. And if you're Molde, you're finishing seventh in your division, but your season's continuing here with the Europa League. Why wouldn't you want to continue it and do well? You know, I think we could be in for a really entertaining game here. The over 2.5 goals, if you're looking at that, is 8-11. Wouldn't put anyone off that. I'm tempted to go here for the over 3.5 at 21-10. I like that. I think we've seen from Celtic that they are open. As I said, that, you know, the away game against Ajax, 8 minutes, 24, 42, 84. The goals against Fenerbahce, were, you know, as you mentioned earlier, they came really early, didn't they? Two goals in the first 30 minutes for Celtic. So they're coming out of the blocks and absolutely flying. If they do that against Molde, Molde will lap it up and they'll have a right go back, I think. So, look, if you're looking for a safety first bet, over 2.5, it's kind of nap material for me, 8 to 11. But I'll chance my arm to over 3.5 in this one.
All right, fancying the goals then. One man that might get the goals for Molde that I've been looking at is the Norwegian Cammy, Ole Kamara, who's scoring plenty of goals at the moment. He takes penalties as well, or he has done recently. I just wonder if he could be a little bit of a
player. Yeah, definitely. I think they're good. Given what I've said about the goals, I think they're good prices. You know, your shortest is 13-8. Mm. Nice. You know, they score goals for fun. You know, no more argument needed, really, is there? I think if you can pick the right one there, then go for it. I think we'll be treated to a good game then.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.